of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, live and declare the works of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The stone which the builders rejected become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. And be glad.
Today's scripture reading is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
These are only 13 words, but they speak loudly to everyone. God gives gifts to all of us. Have you ever stopped to really think about what gift you have been given? Am I envious of gifts I don't have? You betcha. It would be nice to play the piano or the guitar. Excelling in some sporting event would be exciting. Being able to fix things would come in handy. My list of things I wish I could do could go on and on and on and on and on. Artistic talents, speaking a foreign language, having a green thumb, horseback riding, carpentry work, gourmet cooking. My dreams, yes, but you could come up with a list of dreams you wish were in your toolbox. But let's not dwell on gifts we don't have and instead figure out gifts we do possess. Perhaps my greatest gift is public speaking. People often share with me how relaxed I am when I give a talk. What they don't know is what my insides are doing. I'm reminded of the image of the swan gliding across the water with an ever so slight ripple. But beneath the surface of the water, the swan's feet are going a mile a minute. Among my children and grandchildren, there are many very varied talents. Some have beautiful singing voices. Various instruments are played by different ones. Some are precise and detail-oriented. All are excellent and loyal employees to people they work for. Most are bubbly and enthusiastic. My late wife, Joan, had a beautiful singing voice and was a wonderful cook. She was an RN and took terrific care of patients, and they often said how much they liked having Joan as their nurse. Through the use of these God-given gifts, others have been touched. Teenagers have been led to Christ by those who teach, coach soccer, direct theater productions, lead retreats, and serve the less fortunate. All of my seven children are regular attendees at Mass, and I know that has to help. For 45 years, my career was in human resources. I read recently that human resource people are merely puppets of the CEO. I'm here to say that is not true. At least for me, it wasn't. I always saw myself as an advocate for the employees. Many hours of my time were spent convincing top management of something good for our employees. God gave me the gift of service to others. When I was about to retire, I was told someone had made the statement that when Jerry leaves, we're going to lose something because he always has our back. To this day, people still seek me out for advice or help. Thank God for this gift. What is your gift? Gifts open doors. How can we help build the kingdom if the door isn't open? Don't ever think God left you out. God gave all of us gifts. Read Proverbs 18, verse 16, over and over. Reflect on it to discover your gift. Then resolve to use that special gift, our gifts, to bring others to Christ. God bless all of you.
Blessed and gifted by God Himself, we raise our voices together and we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, may the promise of your Spirit working in us light up our lives. May the love you reveal to us shape our giving. And may the truth in your word guide our journeys, and may the joy of your kingdom fill our homes. And this we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Is it lovely where you are? Here in the Midwest, the flowers are budding, birds are singing, everything shimmers with new life. Oh, as spring transforms the barren landscape. Oh, Lord, it's beautiful. How can we not sing Alleluia and remember the promise from God behind it all? Amen to that. Hey, Jerry, thank you for that beautiful reflection and all of you around the world joining us in prayer today. What a gift that is. So thank you. And may God's blessing rest upon you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now let's go out and create the beautiful. And we'll see you tomorrow.